The Fifth Bite of Christmas. Christmas is a time when people allow themselves to overindulge in all the many festive food delights associated with the season. This includes various meat-related dishes, the rapid ingestion of which can lead to a condition that is often referred to in America as steakhouse syndrome. An esophageal food bolus is a painful medical emergency that presents with a patient having a sudden onset of dysphagia associated with a retrosternal pain and the regurgitation of their own saliva or anything else swallowed. There's an imperative to relieve this obstruction before complications such as esophageal rupture occurs. Ultimately, endoscopic retrieval or advancement of the foreign body is needed, but there are a few conservative treatments that are used, although it is not clear whether the evidence supports their use. Here is Director of Clinical Training, Dr. David Sorrell.
So with respect to food bolus obstruction, obviously, Guy has already talked about the clinical signs. If you're fairly confident that your patient has a food bolus obstruction, the management is somewhat controversial in that the literature doesn't agree with itself. There isn't a great deal of scientific evidence to say that glucagon is highly effective, and even more so, the old-fashioned trick of effervescent Coca-Cola, which has always been used for a number of years in emergency departments throughout the world, there's no real evidence that these are effective, and I'm sure there's best bets for these two situations. The best treatment is if they cannot swallow and they're really uncomfortable and they keep retching or vomiting, is early endoscopy. And so usually I would be referring these patients in if I was in the community, or at least discussing. Now, if a gastroenterologist said that they wouldn't have access and you could try glucagon, I would probably, if I had it in clinic, attempt it, but it is associated with severe nausea. So usually endoscopy is the best way to go if there's a complete obstruction, and it's usually pretty obvious if there's a complete obstruction. Obviously, you've got a lot of ones that feels like they might have had an abrasion or something, and they usually don't have any problems with swallowing and certainly aren't drooling, and that can be managed quite conservatively.
So it is probably best to speak with your on-call surgeon or gastroenterologist as soon as you can in cases of food bolus. But prevention is better than cure, so smaller mouthfuls, properly chewed, is the best way to avoid a food bolus, because ultimately, ruining your family Christmas dinner with a trip to hospital is the harder thing to swallow. We'll be back tomorrow with the sixth bite of Christmas. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.